Jemele Hill, despite Trump defeat, white power isn't taking a break. By Warner Todd Houston on January 20, 2021. Atlantic writer and former ESPN talker Jemele Hill is celebrating Joe Biden's ascension to the White House, but she wants her fans to understand that white power isn't taking a break. Despite the win by the Democrats, Hill insists that nothing has been fixed. "I wish I could say I feel happy, but I don't," Hill said in her Wednesday tweet. "Relief, yes. But the wreckage from these last 4 years is substantial. The democracy is not fixed. White supremacy isn't taking a break. This is a baby step, but the ugliness Donald Trump seized upon will intensify." A Biden presidency or no, Hill clearly has no intention of ending her divisive vitriol. Hill was seen only a week ago demanding punishment for Trump lest he and Russia weaponize white people. Hill once again harped on the disproven Russia collusion hoax and exclaimed that Trump's coup attempt must be dealt with harshly to stop the weaponization of white people. "The Russians created chaos in the 2016 election by flooding our social media networks with misinformation and racial division. If this coup attempt isn't dealt with harshly, America's enemies will know they can weaponize white people to do their bidding without consequence," she wrote on January 10. Hill also accused the Capitol Police of racial stereotyping and not dealing with the January 6 incursion more harshly. "The reason the Capitol Police were slow to respond is because they gave these white people the benefit of the doubt and treated it like a joke. Their reaction isn't the same because they see black people as a threat that needs to be eliminated," she tweeted. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.